The man he was talking about, his mentor, Jeff Garcia, now joins us down the Subway restaurant Fresh Take Hotline. Anytime you can talk to a legend like Mr. Garcia, it's a great day. Jeff, thanks for doing this.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate it.
Tell me about Bo Levi Mitchell, because Bo Levi Mitchell has been talking an awful lot about you for the last couple of weeks.
I know. I'm going to have to pay him a marketing fee, man. He's out there promoting my work. But, you know, you talk about a great young man, a young man who's really passionate about the game, passionate about making himself better, doing anything and everything that he can do to improve his skill set on the field as well as in the classroom, the mental side of the game. He came out here. He spent a month in San Diego with me. So I guess there aren't many better places to be if you're going to spend a month. So he came out here, and we got after it. You know, we had some good quarterbacks in town. We had some NFL quarterbacks. We had Bo. And, you know, every single day he stepped up to the plate, and he was a grinder, which is one thing that I talk about my experience and my want in the past as to what I wanted to achieve and how I was going to go after it. But it was about the work ethic. It was about the grind. It was about dedicating yourself to your craft. How can you get yourself better physically and mentally, prepared to be the best leader and the best quarterback on that field on that day? And that's what was created with the environment that he came out here and partook in. And it was one of those things where it was competitive. I felt like it brought out his best every single day. It pushed himself to exceed maybe the standard of what other people's expectations are for him and what his own expectations are, to improve that, to increase that, and really elevate your game.
Jeff, it's really interesting for me to hear you use the word grind, because when I talked to Bo Levi last week in a one-on-one, he used that same word. That when he was talking about your camp, he used that word grind. Can you flesh that out a little bit for us, what you mean by that?
Yeah, I think it's really about a dedication. It's a work ethic. It's a want to really get focused in and honed in on how I can get my body to be in the best possible physical condition, whether it's my strength or my overall conditioning, and my mind to be as powerful as possible. Sitting down, watching film, reviewing tape, breaking down coverages, understanding my system as an offensive scheme, and how I'm going to go through my progressions when I meet different defenses, different challenges, and really dedicating yourself to that everyday work ethic, that mode that you're going to go out there, you're going to put on your work hat, and you're going to push yourself to exhaustion, in a sense. And, you know, I was always one of those guys who had to overcome the obstacles, the roadblocks that were placed in front of me, and I took a lot of thrill in being able to prove people wrong. And I think with Bo, a guy coming out of the Washington program, Eastern Washington, and a guy who is just really coming into his own there in Calgary, to a point where he is exceeding what people's expectations probably were. And I know that when I had my opportunity to step on that field in 1995, and especially at home in that first game against Edmonton in the Labor Day Classic, I don't think people really knew what to expect out of me. They probably didn't expect anything close to what Doug Flutie was bringing on a weekly basis, but I knew what I expected out of myself. I expected myself to go out there and be a great leader for that team and to do what I had to do as far as playing the quarterback position to a high level and making it happen and leading that team to win.
Jeff Garcia joining us down the Subway restaurant Fresh Take Hotline. You mentioned your start to your Stampeder career. I said off the top, you know, Bo Levi's now chasing you for a particular record. What's he going through, Jeff? I know you kind of alluded to it because you came in, you know, and Flutie was there, but those first couple of games, is it about confidence? Is it about, you know, gaining the trust? What's Bo Levi been going through as a starter this year?
Well, he's a confident guy, first and foremost, and I saw that in how he approached his daily routine with us here in California. And he's not coming into this season without any sort of experience. He had the starts last year. He started to create some really good experiences and opportunities for himself last season. Now it was more about that competitive fire, coming into this training camp and earning that starting job, beating out Tate, making sure that the organization knew that he was going to be the quality leader that they needed to step on the field and really play championship-caliber football. I don't think the kid is a nervous guy. I mean, hey, we all go through our nerves. We all go through that excitement. I know he plays with a lot of emotion, which reminds me of myself. I was a guy who played with emotion, who had to be excited out there, who had to play at a certain level of intensity in order to bring out my best. And I know he's that type of guy. And I think he just is excited about the opportunity and the challenges that lie in within his path week in and week out. And he goes out there and he meets it head on and he leads that team and tries to do whatever he can do to help that team win.
A little hesitant always to use comparables because I think athletes, you know, become their own man. They develop their own career. But is this a guy that you could see following a similar path that you had, that success in the Canadian League? Could that open some eyes south of the border?
Well, I think what he has to just continue to focus on is controlling what he can control. I didn't even realize or know that the NFL opportunity would present itself. I had gotten to that point after five seasons in the Canadian Football League, winning a Grey Cup championship in 1998, that, hey, if the Canadian Football League was my only professional experience, I'll say this about it. I'm having a great time. I love playing the game. I love the people of Canada. And if this is where I play my entire career, I'm good with that. I was very content in that way, but yet was still trying to elevate my game all the time, trying to be a better quarterback, a better football player, a smarter quarterback, all of those things. And I think if he just controls and handles what he can control and continues to grow into the position and better himself and continue to lead and achieve great things on the field as an individual and as a team member, who's to say that that door doesn't open down the road? I don't think it's a matter of not fitting the prototype. I think he's big enough. He's got the arm strength. He's got the elusiveness, the athletic ability. I think he has the entire skill set that translates to both games, whether it's the NFL or the CFL game.
With Jeff Garcia down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline, just a couple more quick ones for you, Jeff. And what I'm curious about is I'm looking at jeffgarciafootball.com, and what we're talking about is the fact that Bo Levi came to your camp. Tell us a little bit about the academy you're running for quarterbacks.
Well, I started this about 2 years ago now. It's pretty much been my second off season of working with young quarterbacks, and it really started with the youth and high school quarterbacks here in the San Diego County area, and eventually word got out and people started to reach out to me and inquire about what I was doing. And that's where last year I did have a couple of young guys. Mark Sanchez came through, but this year more than anything, and it started with some of the pre-combine training for the college players coming out of their college seasons, preparing for the NFL combine and the NFL draft and their college pro days. And then it led to the NFL quarterbacks and CFL quarterbacks, having Tyrod Taylor from Baltimore Ravens, Matt McGloin from the Oakland Raiders, Matt Scott, who's now with Cincinnati Bengals, and then Bo coming down and getting some quality work in, and that progressing and continuing to grow. And really it's about sharing my own personal knowledge and experience. There are a lot of quarterback coaches out there who want to claim that they are the best that is around, and I think that when you look at my scale of work, my history, there aren't a lot of quarterbacks out there that have actually achieved what I have achieved, and especially who are now coaching the position. The longevity, the tenacity that which I played at, the understanding of the game, the mental side, and then the physical side. I mean, I know Bo doesn't want to say it, but you know, I was challenging those guys every single day with my own abilities out there on the field. And I gave him a hard time. He talks about me training him. He doesn't talk about how I outthrew him. And So, you know, I love to get out there and compete with the guys, and I still keep myself in shape. Hey, they come and work out at my house with me. I put them through a lifting program. Then we go to the field. Then we go to the classroom. So we're getting it all in right here in San Diego, and I love it. The passion is still there. The fire is still there. The tenacity, like Bo mentioned, hey, I get fired up when there's an incomplete pass. I want perfection, and that's what I expect, and that's what my quarterbacks need to expect.
Well, let me defend Bo Levi, because he absolutely did talk about that, Jeff. Last week when I talked to him, that was one of the things that he admired and loved the best, was you were out there. You weren't just standing there with a clipboard. And it's a mentorship. Now, how did Bo Levi end up with you? How did he get referred to you?
It came really through, you know, I still speak to Coach Dickinson and and the coaches back there. And, you know, Dave and I have had a relationship ever since we played together up there in Calgary. And he had mentioned that Bo was inquiring about coming out to San Diego, having a chance to work with me. And I encouraged it. And we eventually got on the phone together, connected. He talked to me about some contracts. Situations, just some overall CFL experience type situations that I've been able to go through and what he was about to go through. And then it came down to, hey, let's set up a time. Let's get down here to San Diego. Let's start working and take advantage of some of this off-season time to really focus in on bettering yourself as a quarterback, bettering yourself as a player and a leader for those Calgary Stampeders.
Well, Jeff, it's an amazing legacy you have as a player, and now helping out the next generation of Stampeders. That is really cool. Listen, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's very impressive what you're doing with your football academy. Thank you for doing this today, and hopefully we'll see you back up in Calgary sometime soon.
Sounds great, guys. Hey, all the best, and go Stamps tonight. Let's do it.